Hey, Sarah.
Oh, hey, Vicky.
Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. And like we said, I am Vicky B, and we have, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And before we get on to today's festivities, Sarah.
Yes.
What's our contact info?
Oh, I'm ready this time. We have a Facebook at The Broad-Cast. We have a Twitter and an Instagram at The Broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
Woo!
Bam! Like a pro.
Yay, and we actually did get a message.
Yes!
From our buddy Moose.
Moose!
It says, hey ladies, it was great to finally meet you. We met him at Pain in the Grass.
That was awesome.
Maybe one of these days I'll catch you all at another event and we can talk more. And I can get Vicky that drink I promised. I had a great time at Pain. I ended up doing my extrovert thing and made a ton of friends.
Oh,
I use weed to treat my bipolar disorder on the weekends. I can't drink with my medication, so being crossfaded is a normal thing for me on weekends. Also, I used to pretend to be my lady friend's boyfriend in public so they can drink in peace.
Yep. First of all, where is my drink you promised me? You didn't promise me a drink, but you should have. And second of all, I have totally done that before. I'll be out with like some guy friends or whatever, and I'll just pretend they're my boyfriend.
Oh my God, we did that at...
with your friend.
At karaoke once.
Yeah, that guy that was trying to like mack on us was so weird.
Wasn't he like older too? Like I think he could have been like our dad's
age. Yeah, and he was just like so drunk that...
It just wasn't
really making sense.
And for some reason, I was really crabby. Because normally, I don't like being mean to people I don't know.
Yeah, but this guy
I was being real. Like, no. Like, I was being kind of a dick.
Yeah, and I pretended your friend was my boyfriend.
Yeah, my friend showed up. And she's like, this is my boyfriend.
Yeah, get off.
Because, like, he came and sat next to me. I'm like, go sit next to her. Go sit next to her.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
I've done that a lot, though. I'm like, yeah. Or I've pretended I'm gay. Oh, yeah.
That's my girlfriend.
Yes.
Sorry.
Sorry about that. But I'm so glad you had a good time and he met friends.
Yay.
I wouldn't have never gone to an event by myself ever. That is so out of my comfort zone.
Same. Like, I was getting crap because I don't like going to the movies alone, which is funny because you don't really do anything with somebody there. But I like having the experience with somebody. Like, I have a movie buddy. We go see a movie together. And then if it's not full, then we'll whisper to each other. Like, if it's not, like, if we go at an odd time or old movie.
Yeah.
And nobody's in the theater, then we'll whisper to each other, like, how did you see that? Did you see that? And then afterwards, we sit there and we give a review to each other and we talk about what we like, what we didn't catch, or what we did catch, like Easter eggs and stuff. So I like having someone there to do that with.
But, like, what would you go to a movie by yourself knowing that, like, you were about to meet up with someone who had already seen the movie?
It doesn't feel the same, but
it's totally, I would never go see a movie by myself.
I did one on accident because it was a movie screening, and I think it was for the movie Fury, which was a Brad Pitt, like, World War II movie.
Oh, yeah.
It was actually a really good movie, but it was a screening for the station or for the show, and I went, and nobody else showed up from our show. Like, I think it was supposed to be Rev or somebody, and then they were like, yeah, I'm not going last second. So I went by myself, and that theater was packed.
Oh.
So I found, like, the last seat, and there's this woman. I sat next to this woman, and it was, like, off to the side. Like, I hate sitting off to the side in the theater.
Yeah.
Looks like I got there, like, last second because of traffic.
But at least, like, you had no choice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it'd be weird to go to a movie theater, just pick a seat by yourself, and then people are like, are you sitting with anyone? Like, can I sit here? And you're like, no, I'm here alone.
It's like, just put your drink. It's like, yeah, they're supposed to come here. And then afterwards, if they look at you funny, it's like, oh, we got the days wrong. Sorry.
I got stood up.
Oh, be sad.
I have never stood anyone up or been stood up ever.
I haven't either. Like,
I've definitely canceled, like, close to last minute.
Which is not a Sarah thing.
But... yeah, it's not a Sarah thing at all. Usually I just suck it up and go because I made the commitment. But, I don't think I've actually ever stood in. That would be so mean.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays with technology, they can, like, find you on Facebook or Instagram or anything to, like, see, like, okay, you're still alive. Like, what the hell?
I mean, the closest I've ever come to being stood up was a guy passed out. Like, he worked the night shift.
Oh.
So I was texting him, like, hey, are we still on? Are we still on? And then, like, I was walking around the mall for, like, an hour because we were supposed to go get food around the mall. We hadn't decided where.
Oh, and he had just gone off work?
Yeah, and he had passed out. And so I finally called him after an hour. And
did he wake up with
his... he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And then, yeah, he's staying because he had worked all night.
So did he eventually come and meet you? Or?
Yeah, he met me immediately, but he didn't shower or anything. So, yeah, ooh, he was kind of stinky.
So he didn't get laid.
Oh, no, he did. And that's how I found out how stinky he was. I was like, oh, God, this was a horrible idea. Worst sex of my life, by the way.
God, that must have been like hella like late or afternoon sex, right? Or late morning sex?
It was like, I think we met up for lunch. Like, we were supposed to meet up at 11 and we didn't eat lunch until 12.
Yeah. So it's like a 1:30 bang.
Yeah, like maybe, yeah, closer to like 1:30 or 2. And then he had to get ready to go to work. And I was like, okay, I need to shower and wash this.
I have all of your stank on
me. And he freaking like gave me hickeys. It's like, you don't give hickeys to somebody you don't know. I'm like, I have to go see my dad.
I'm all
this.
About the hickeys, but you have to like know them or at least know like what they're about to go do. Right. If it's appropriate or not to have hickeys.
And I was flying out to Mexico a couple days later.
Oh, so your whole family got to see.
Yeah, thank you for scarves and makeup.
Yeah, right?
I was so mad and never saw him again.
Oh.
I was like, nope, nobody, nope. We did get a message from Jeremy on Facebook.
Jeremy.
He says, hey, Vicky, I remember you mentioning on the cast that flying out from different places and adding stops to cheaper flights to Ireland. I had looked up if I fly out of Vancouver, because the closest airport's either Vancouver or Seattle, SeaTac.
Mm-hmm.
If I fly out from Vancouver and stop like two or three times, I can get tickets like about less than $400 one way.
Yeah.
He says, you won't have to do that anymore. Aer Lingus just started flying out of Seattle. There are nonstop flights to Dublin now for under $700.
Wow.
Which, I mean, for nonstop, I mean, you're adding a couple bucks to that, but it's nonstop.
Yeah.
You're saving yourself time.
Oh, nonstop. But it's not round trip, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it'd be about $1,400 as opposed to maybe $800. But if you're saving yourself
quite the increase.
Like maybe 14 hours.
Yeah. Plus, like,
because I had a 12 hour layover when I went to London.
12 hours?
Yeah, in Boston.
Did you, like, go explore?
I tried, but it's just, like, when you're by yourself and you're carrying your luggage and stuff.
Yeah, it's a hot mess.
It's a big hot mess.
And you're like, I don't really know where to go.
I did go to the subway, and I tried going to Chinatown, and then, like, I wanted to get Chinese food, but I kept walking all these places, and they all looked at me funny, and like, nothing smelled good to me.
Yeah.
So I eventually got pho, and that tasted very different. Like, different than here, because we have our pho here.
Yeah, our kind of pho. Dang. Yeah, I will say, like, layovers are a bitch. Like, yeah. It just adds so much time, and it's exhausting, and trying to catch your flight, and blah, blah.
It's just like, no, thank you.
Maybe the few extra hundo is worth it.
Yeah.
I, however, flew to California over the weekend.
How
and let's just say we're going to write a complaint.
Oh.
Yes, I won't mention the airline or whatnot. But so my boyfriend booked both of our tickets, and for some reason, I kept getting moved. Like, I got moved, like, 10 minutes before we started boarding. And I was
moved
like,
to a different flight or moved
to a different seat.
Okay.
So I was like, what the hell? So we asked the guy about it, and he was like, oh, well, you're, like, on a different reservation, or you're on a separate reservation. Like, we thought you were alone, which I don't even know how they thought that, because I didn't even book my own ticket.
Yeah.
He booked us together.
Right.
It was him and plus one, or whatever.
So they messed up.
So, and they were like, well, we were trying to get, like, families together, so we moved you this, that, and the other. And I was just like, I wasn't dramatic to the person, but I was super, not sitting next to someone, especially if you reserved it together, really, really bothers me. I was like, oh, I want to sit next to someone I know. Like, to me, that was like a fun part of traveling.
Yeah.
It's like being on the plane together, getting drinks together, whatever.
And then you can lean on each other to sleep.
Exactly. So he was like, yeah, I don't have anything like two seats open, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, fine. Turns out, like, that was all complete bull crap.
Yes.
And my seat didn't even exist. Like, it was completely, like, blocked off. It said, like, do not occupy. There was, like, tape all over my seat that was supposed to be mine. And then, so my boyfriend's sitting next to this, like, seat that's just, like, all taped off, and I don't even know what happened.
Someone probably peed in it.
And then their whole, like, tray tables were, like, all loose and, like, kept hitting him. I don't know. Their whole row was, like, an S show. So I was like, oh, like, you didn't try to move a family? Like, something happened with this seat that, like, who knows what happened? Like, and I'm like, at least I don't even know if that guy who was talking to me knew about that, you know? And
yeah, like, if somebody lied to him or...
Yeah, or if they just use families as an excuse, which, honestly, I understand trying to put family together, but if I made a reservation with someone way in advance, I think you should ask that person if they're, even right. if I was by myself, if I was okay with moving. Because right. we were in like the back row and like maybe I really wanted the back row. Maybe I really wanted to be next to the bathrooms or whatever, you know?
Right.
I think you should get an okay from both parties.
Agreed.
Anyway, so yeah, so I, my.
Or at least tell you like if you, the reason you couldn't sit there, it's like someone peed in that seat.
Yeah, we had to take the seat out. Like at least be honest or yeah. something. So. It was just a mess. And my boyfriend is like a big dude.
He's tall, yeah.
So like burly. His knees kept, like the thing kept falling on his knees. And he was just like, and he couldn't lean to my seat because my seat wasn't even like a seat.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just, it was a mess. It was a mess. And I understand they tried to do their best, but.
Was the flight back okay at least?
Yeah, we got to sit next to each other.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
I thought you were going to say I got upgraded.
No, I mean, we were thinking about getting upgraded, but. If I was still drinking on the flight back, we would have got upgraded because it was only like $30 to upgrade
or
something.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. And I was like, that'd be dope if we were drinking. But my liver was so shot by the time we got back. I was like, hell no. Hell no. I just slept the whole time.
Dude, so I've been having really vivid dreams lately. And one of my vivid dreams was like I was on an airplane and as I was about to sit down, they're like, oh, we upgraded you. And I was like, like when I was getting on the plane, they're like, no, ma'am, you get to sit over here. And it was like, oh, my first time in first class.
You like to walk and like wave the pageant wave.
No,
like,
and I'm just like,
everyone.
Oh, I'm going to sit right here. And then I woke up.
I always have, or I used to have little like fantasies or whatever that like some hot guy would like give up his first class or just happen to buy two or something and be like, ma'am, I just find you so beautiful. Would you like to join me in first class? And I'd be like, yes. It used to be my little fantasy to like fall in love on the plane.
Oh, okay.
Like I always used to think like, you always would hope for, like, a hot guy. I don't know why, but I always wish for a hot Australian dude. This was before I was in a relationship, but, like, I was always hoping, like, one would sit next to me and, like, we would just,
would
like,
you settle for British?
And... I guess. Okay, I guess.
If you had to.
Yeah.
British, rich, like, you know, fancy guy. Fine.
Yeah, I always wish sex. That'd be so cool. But then I don't think I've ever sat next to someone attractive.
Yeah, I don't think I have either. Like, the closest was when we went to Chicago on the way there. I sat next to, like, the couple was really attractive, and they had the little baby.
Oh, they were.
They were really good-looking
couple.
They were
both really pretty.
From California, and they're really nice.
They look like they'd be from California, too.
Yeah. Yeah,
tan.
They're just very, like, surfer dude, Cali people, and they're really, really sweet people. Like, the first thing the husband says to me when he saw me, he's like, it's your lucky day. You get to sit next to a baby. And I'm just like, nope, it's cool. I like babies.
You're secretly like, why do you have to have a wife and a baby? You're hot.
No, I'd be like, can I just play with your kid the whole time? She was so cute because I scrunch up. I put like my hood up so I could sleep. And then I have my lollipop in my mouth when I travel because it helps my ears.
Yeah.
Like my ears didn't pop once.
Vicky looks like she's like... I don't even know. You can barely see her face, any of her face. You can just see her mouth.
Just because of the lollipop sticking out.
With, like, the lollipop sticking out, yeah.
And so I'd wake up and I'd look over and, like, the dad was sleeping and the mom was sleeping. The baby's got her face all smushed up on her mom's tummy sleeping. It was the cutest thing, butt up in the air. So I was like, yep, we're all just sleeping here.
And that's great when the baby is sleeping.
Yep. And the only time she made any noise was at the very end.
Oh, like when the ears pop?
Well, I think it was when we had landed and we're waiting on the... Like, it took forever to get
It took, to like, a half hour to get to our damn terminal. I remember that being like, is this really long or is it just me?
Yeah.
Like,
I was like, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
I could have still kept sleeping.
I know. I could have finished my damn movie.
So what else did you do in California?
So I was down there because one of my boyfriend's best friends got his PhD.
Ooh.
So we were down there to go to his last presentation or... thesis or
yeah,
I don't know.
His dissertation?
What the
hell?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, something. And he is a smart dude. There were a lot of big words, a lot of words with multiple syllables. And I was like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. But he did it and it was freaking awesome. And I've never been around so many smart people. And like, we went to his lab and like lab coats and like,
wow.
Like it was like, whoa, I cannot touch anything. This is some real S.
What was the PhD for? Like, what did he study?
He is studying cancer cells.
Okay,
and like,
so some sort of biology?
Yeah, like metabolism and cancer cells and like specifically breast cancer, like trying to go like different ways and find different cures and stuff like that.
Huh.
Yeah, so it was awesome, but it was really funny because a bunch of us from Seattle went down and we were like his Seattle crew and like all of us were like we don't know what's going on. And yeah, it was like, very apparent. We have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Like, sorry.
But yeah, it was really fun. I ate and drank so much, though. So I came back here, and now I'm going to, like, find my zen and get my, you know, liver back on track.
So you do your 1 month no drinking?
I'm definitely going to try, starting today.
I mean, yeah, it's September. It's not a bad month to do it.
Yeah, no, it's like the only, it's really like the only month to do it.
I mean, November would be a close one because you only really have Thanksgiving, but that's more of an eating holiday.
Joey's birthday and my boyfriend's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I forgot about Joey's birthday.
So, yeah, so this is really the only month to do it. So, fingers crossed for me and that because my body needs it.
I mean, October only really has Halloween, so it's a nice way to like end it.
Yeah, by turning up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm going to try. Because you haven't been drinking for a while. Do you feel so much better?
Yes and no. Like, I'll have, like, one or two, like, every now and then.
Yeah.
But usually just, like, at the most, one. Like, my dad will make, like, a mojito, and I'll have some of his.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's fine. Like,
you don't feel, like, lighter and cleaner and...
No, because I've been eating a lot of food lately. Well, like, this is going to be very TMI for all you folks out there, but I have, like, a lot of weird issues with my uterus. And so, the female issues with my uterus. And so I got a fancy-dancy little IUD implant in my uterus.
Oh, like right up in there? The five-year one, right?
5 to 7 years.
Ooh!
So it's supposed to be helping with my issues, and it's kind of, like, it's getting better. But basically, let's just say that I could start PMSing at any time, even when I'm not supposed to be PMSing. So last week, I ate everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember I gave you a thing
like a bag
cookies.
Of cookies. And I'm sitting there eating it like an idiot. And I'm trying to like put them away. And then like I purposely put them in the living room so I wouldn't eat them. And then I get up and go to the living room.
Because you're like, I know the cookies are there. They're calling my name.
Oh, but I've like been eating everything inside. So I feeling good. I'm like,
You for sure won't get pregnant, though, right?
Well, if I do, it could be like an ectopic one, but that's like if it like gets implanted in my fallopian tube or something
accidentally or something.
But I feel like that's a risk that could happen anyways, because even if something tries to implant my uterus, there's a foreign object in there, so it's not gonna It's gonna be like,
Speaking of, I have a question because I'm just very curious about it. So one of the nights I was in San Francisco, I ended up getting super, super drunk and having to leave.
Uh-huh.
And I always take my birth control in the night, right? So I got home and I took my birth control. And then I want to say maybe like 30 minutes to an hour later, I threw up. Now, the next morning, people, like my boyfriend's friends were like, oh, did you puke up your birth control? Is that a thing? Because I have never even thought about that.
Google.
Or like, how long does it take for your birth control to digest? You know what I'm saying? Because I wouldn't have like puked and been like, oh, there's my birth control. I see it. You know what I'm like?
I mean, it might have dissolved at that point, but.
Like, I was so curious. And then I was like, oh, man, that's kind of scary. I didn't even think about this.
Let's see. I'm finding articles.
Google, help me.
But you never puke, though.
I never puke. And honestly, that's why it was so shocking. Okay, usually when I get very, very drunk, I like can eat the world. I don't care. I get the drunchies. So we were all at this really nice, not really nice, but really great, yummy Italian restaurant.
Ooh.
And there was pizza and pasta and salad and wine. And it was so great. And I was like eating, eating, eating. And then I just at one point just like looked at my plate and it was full of food and I just couldn't anymore. And that's when Sarah knows she has to go. Because if I can't eat anymore, there's a problem. So I went home, which is good because no one likes puking at restaurants. Right.
So I'm finding here it says if you threw up more than 2 hours after taking the pill, it's likely your body has already absorbed it. And there's little to be concerned about. However, if you threw up less than 2 hours after taking the pill, you'll want to take your next active pill in your pack.
Whoa.
Yeah, it says if vomiting is from like an illness, like if you have the flu or something, you're not sure if you're going to be able to keep any food down or anything, so just wait to take the pill.
Oh, really?
The following day and just take two. So let's say if you had the stomach flu and you've been puking all day, just wait and then take two.
I would have never thought that.
Yeah, like I wouldn't have thought that either. But this is also asking like if the pill's causing you vomiting, but that's not what happened.
I wonder if since I took it, the pill puked, but then I took the next one the next day.
Did you take it at the same time or in the morning?
Same time.
It says if you're your doctor may advise you. Oh wait, no, that's not. I didn't know that was a thing. Your doctor may advise you to insert the pill somewhere else so that it can be absorbed into the body without risk of further nausea. But I think that's if the pill is causing you nausea.
What?
But you should also use backup contraceptives such as condoms until you start a new birth control pack or get the go-ahead. I mean, it's one day.
I feel like it's too late for plan B.
Right.
Let's all just knock on wood that Sarah's not pregnant. But yeah, I don't know why that never crossed my mind. If you puke after taking birth control.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
It makes sense. Yeah, that's why I was like, that's a good point.
Because I've done that where I've been sick.
Yeah.
And, like, I take medication for my sickness and I puked it all up. Or like after I had my surgery, I took Vicodin and then I puked.
Oh, God. Yeah. You need those anti-nausea medicines. Yeah.
It was also I ate a lot of, like, after my surgery, my dad made me a lot of food. He's like, you haven't eaten in days. And then I'm like, okay. So I try to eat and then I ate too much. So the next day it's like,
well, you're like, I can't eat. Dad, that's why I haven't been eating.
Yay, vomiting.
Dude, it's the worst. Ugh. I just am so glad that, because we are sharing an Airbnb with three of his friends. I'm just so glad that we had our separate bathroom and bedroom.
I heard that you guys got locked out.
Ugh. Dude, we almost didn't even make it a night because we got locked out the first night and my boyfriend was so pissed. He was like, I'm getting a flight back tonight. Like, we almost didn't even go to the graduation, or he didn't. I was like, no, we're staying here. We came here to see him graduate, you know?
Right.
But yeah, we got locked out for a solid hour and a half and it was like past midnight in San Francisco. Like, none of us know really how to get around at all. I gave up. I was just like, well, we're sleeping on the concrete tonight. Like, oh, well, you know, like, it's not that cold.
But
we eventually got in and my boyfriend continued to freak out.
Yay for fun trip.
Yeah, it was a hot mess the first night. I mean, I thought it was hilarious. Don't get me wrong. I was like, oh, well, this is what happened to all of us. We're all stupid and we're just in San Francisco just like chilling. But yeah, it was a mess. It was a mess. But it was fun.
Okay.
It was a really, really, it was a lot in 2 days. It was a lot going on. And like afterwards, I was like, I'm glad we're going home now. I'm over it.
What day did you fly back?
Saturday night.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So we didn't get home till like past midnight. But
then you had Monday and Tuesday to recover because we didn't work yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I was very happy about.
Yeah. How was your Labor Day weekend?
You
celebrated the big 2-9.
Friday, I didn't do a whole lot. Oh, no. I went to the Foo Fighters pop-up store with Steve and Danny and we had a couple drinks.
Yes.
Like I had, I'm like, oh, no, I'm good. And then someone got me a cider. So I was like, okay, I will sip on this for a while.
For a long time.
And luckily we had already, Danny and I had just, we went and got burgers at a place called Burger Madness down in Minnesota.
Sounds bomb.
So good. They're very inexpensive and very big, delicious burgers.
I've never even heard of them.
It's like kind of closer to the Costco in Seattle.
Oh, yeah,
in that
okay.
area in Soto. So we got a big old meal. So luckily the cider didn't really cause any effects or anything. So
did you get anything from the pop-up?
Yeah. So I originally bought for my friends because they're like, oh my God, can you buy me a hoodie and a shirt? So I bought a shirt for her husband and I bought a hoodie for her. And I was like, cool, I'm just going to buy a mug for my mug collection. It's like the one with like the two skeleton hands. And then the more I was there, I was like, dang it, but I really want a shirt. So I ended up getting a shirt for myself. Do same thing with the skeleton hands, the one that Steve was wearing today.
Nice.
So I was like, okay, I'll get it.
I guess.
So cute. And so I got that. We hung out for a bit. Then I drove Danny to the bus stop because he was flying out to New Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
I drove another gal to the station and then I was stuck in traffic for an hour and a half.
That
or an hour and
terrible.
20. So I was just like, ugh, I hate everything.
You're like, was this worth the shirt?
Kind of. Well, because the reason we stayed later than I intended was because then Taryn from, you know, our station and then Alyssa from the end showed up. So we're like, oh, well, I guess we'll hang out.
Oh, that's fun.
Danny's like, well, I guess we'll have another beer.
And you're like, damn it.
I'm like, all right, fine. Get me another water.
Not worth the water.
No. No, I still had cider. And actually, I think I gave away my cider part of it.
Oh, gosh.
So it was fun. I got home and just helped my parents with some stuff. We moved. So I've told you about buy nothing groups, yeah?
Yeah, you just go and you pick up.
Yeah, like
stuff.
You can, within your community, it's like, hey, I have this. Who wants this? And they can come pick it up from your house. Or
yeah.
You can deliver it if you're nice. And so we had couches. So I ended up finding somebody who really needed couches and delivered it to their house because she couldn't.
That was very
She's
nice
She's like a single
you.
Mom. So, and we needed the couches out, which helped us a lot because we're remodeling the kitchen right now.
Yeah.
So there's just like plaster, like dust all over the ground.
Dude.
So I can't walk around barefoot in my house.
I do not miss those days.
Mm-mm.
When we were remodeling our house. Ugh.
Not fun.
And it's like everyone's so close together because there's not that much space.
Right.
Like we were all downstairs for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And like that was our like make-do kitchen. And I was like, oh, get out of here.
Our make-do kitchen. Like, because my dad, he'll still have the stove kind of in the middle of the whole kitchen.
Yeah.
So he'll plug it in so we could still use it. It's just kind of awkward. And then we have outside, we have like gas, like a gas burner and gas, like it's for like camping.
Yeah.
So it's massive. It looks like, you know, we are in for like the real deal camping. So we make breakfast and food out there sometimes, but we've been just buying a lot of.
Yeah. Already made stuff.
Yeah. Well, like the other day we were just tired. We're like, Chinese food it is.
How long is this going to take? How long is.
I'm hoping. So right now they just finished putting the walls in,
mm-hmm.
like because they had to take all the wall stuff out. Like reinforce that they like closed up an entrance and then they had to fix all the wiring. They fixed the plumbing and the plumbing was all over the house because the wiring was all, you know, shoddy.
Yeah.
The plumbing was shoddy. So we had to, well, I didn't have to because I don't have to do it. But my dad and our buddy Chris did it. So the walls are finally sealed up, at least the ones in the kitchen. And on top of that, they're doing, because we have the popcorn ceiling, but the house was made in the 70s, which, asbestos,
dude, no.
Like, my dad's
no.
Like, my dad said something. I'm like, Dad, it'll kill us in 30 years. You're fine. So we're putting.
It will, but it'll kill you fast, girl.
So instead of, I took the popcorn ceiling off my bedroom once when I was in high school. So,
girl,
I might have a mesothelioma.
Mesothelioma, 6 months, and you're a goner.
Yep. Anywho, so we instead to get your popcorn ceiling removed is very expensive to have someone do it because you need a certified team to do it.
Oh, and you need like all the crazy equipment
mm-hmm.
and yeah.
So what we're doing instead, which is an easier and cheaper thing, is you just put boards up like these special.
Why can't you just have the popcorn?
Because it's ugly and it's
outdated.
Oh, so
it's just for like,
aesthetics.
That. Oh.
It, like, and my parents really want to sell the house. So aesthetically, it's a big selling point if it doesn't have the popcorn ceiling.
So it's so weird that like a ceiling matters so much.
Right.
You know
it
I mean?
Dates a house a lot.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It really does. So they're putting up these boards up there. And so we still have to finish putting them up all through the living room.
So boards and then what, you paint them?
Just yeah, like, you put a texturizer on there. Like once you put the boards
in. To make it look like the ceiling?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's tricky.
So well, what they're doing with the boards in the kitchen right now, they just finished. So you have to seal up because when you put the boards in, you screw them in
mm-hmm.
on multiple spots. You have to put what is it called? A spackle
okay.
over the holes for the drills so it's smooth. And then wherever the creases are. You have to take like the special kind of paper and you put it over and then you put spackle over this paper so it doesn't have any creases and also so it kind of keeps its shape.
This is exhausting.
Oh, yeah. And so the next step is to sand it.
Oh, yay, yay.
Right. And then they have to put a texturizer on it so it looks like a wall. Yeah. And then they can paint it.
That is your poor father.
I know. And we're not even. Yeah. So that's just the walls and the ceiling. On top of that, we still have to put the floors down. Which is going to be the biggest pain in the ass because, and we're trying to get rid of our dining table as well.
Yeah.
My mom's going to eventually buy a new one anyways. Ours is kind of it. So we have to move everything from, we've been avoiding this, everything in our pantry. So we've been just
it
avoiding
it. It feels so nice though once you realize, oh, this expired in 2011.
And just
I
toss
it. Throw it away.
Right?
Yeah.
So we got to move everything out of the pantry. And luckily because we got rid of the couches, we can put that in the living room now for now. Just have the pantry in the living room. And then we could take the flooring out, put the tile floor down, and they're going to be big tiles, so hopefully it doesn't take too long. And then we can paint the walls and then put the cabinets in.
I'm going to say it's not going to be done
until
February next year.
I'm hoping 2 months, if this is me being hopeful.
2 months?
This is me being hopeful.
When did you start this?
About a month.
Oh, it's only been a month?
I think. Feels like it. Maybe a month and some change. I don't remember.
It's definitely been before we went to Chicago.
Yes, I think they just started the demo process. So let's say a month and a week.
Okay.
That feels
I'm going
to
give you February.
All right, we'll see what happens. So
you give it November.
End of November. Before
okay,
Christmas. Before
months.
Christmas, maybe.
Oh, let's say now before Christmas. Okay, now
well,
we're
that's what I'm
months.
Saying. End of November.
Yeah, but before Christmas could be like the 24th.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's a whole other month.
Yes. So after Thanksgiving, before December 1st. How about that?
Okay. All right. Okay. The end. Okay. The really the end of November.
Oh, my God. It'd be really nice to have it done before Thanksgiving, though.
No, yeah, that'd be dope. And you could right. have people over and like be like, look mm-hmm. at our new house. Look at my ceilings.
It's funny because my dad's like, well, I think your mom, once we get the new kitchen, she's not going to want to sell the place. And my mom's like, I want to sell the place. I'm like, I don't want to move again, guys. I just moved last year.
I honestly, yeah, I think your dad's right. I don't think she'll yeah. like after if it's like really pretty and like, wow, right. this could continue to go up in price.
Yeah, like I'm like, mom, why don't we take our time? And I think even the landlady or not the landlady, the real estate agent lady my mom works for, she cleans her house. I think she was really excited with all the remodeling and stuff. She's like, oh, that's really going to add value to your house. And I think we need to just change the doors or paint the doors.
Mm-hmm.
We have hollow doors like for the closets and, you know, bathrooms and stuff. If we can paint them, add new hardware.
Yeah, just spice it up a little.
Spice it up. I think that's going to be a really big key point as well.
Yeah.
But I might be able to convince my mom not to move quite yet because we're going to clear out my brother's old room. Because he has a lot of stuff in there that he doesn't use.
Mm-hmm.
Like the dresser's full of like old water bottles and paper.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to get
useless stuff.
There's a lot of stuff. Like I want to do a garage sale and have everything be free.
Oh, fun.
So it's like, here's a dresser. Take it.
Just take it.
Here's a center table. Take it.
I just don't even want any money. Just take it.
Just like, oh, get a dining table. Here you go.
Yeah. Well, good thing you have that group.
Right. And yeah. I mean, I put the table on there. No one has said anything. So I might post it again. If not, I'm taking it to Goodwill. But my brother.
Might as well, yeah.
I think my brother comes back today. He borrowed the truck, so I can't.
Oh.
I can't do anything. But
I am not envious of you.
No.
Remodeling sucks.
And my room is right next to it. So I had to take a nap the other day, and all I hear was, but very loud. It didn't sound like someone was drilling into the wall. It sounded like someone was pounding into the wall.
Jeez, girl.
I still managed to fall asleep somehow. So that has been a lot of my life, but on Saturday we did
Saturday.
It was my birthday.
Yeah, your birthday celebration.
Yes,
yeah,
so we went out to the casino. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Actually, I went to PAX first because I was a model for my friend's panel. We did a makeup.
Oh, she was a model.
Makeup infused cosplay. Like, you know, that
fun.
It was basically you take a cosplay but you turn it into like an everyday look. So my hair was spray painted like purple. Like I got really funky purple eyeshadow and like pink purple lipstick. So I took that
cool.
off.
And
after.
You just, like could stand there. You didn't have to.
Yeah,
do
I just had to sit there, do my thing.
Good, and be like, look cool. at how cute I look.
And then took some pictures and then I went home and just
showered.
Chilled out. Well, I kept all of it in.
Cool.
And I just curled it and then just added more makeup.
Yeah.
Like made it darker and stuff. So I went out that night.
Where are these pictures?
I don't know who took them. I got to find them.
Oh.
I mean, I took some selfies, but I took the lipstick off. Like, so I was drinking coffee.
Oh, yeah.
The lipstick smeared anyways. So I did that, went home. We went to the casino. My mom ended up buying everyone's dinner.
Oh, my
God. She was so sweet.
How many people went to the dinner part? Because that was, like, the special friend part. Oh, really?
A lot more than I thought would come up. 15 total of us, including
my parents. Did you invite 15 people, or were they, like, did they just come to the casino early, too?
No, I did invite.
Oh, so
it was like my cousin and she brought her mom and like I mean obviously she was invited too. My other cousin and her husband, my friend Ashton and her husband, my friend Melissa who's on the podcast or was on the podcast and her fiance. So my brother came out, my mom, my dad. You know, it was just like a lot of people. She bought everyone. I was just like, whoa!
Isn't that like usually like $45 a person or something?
She spent a pretty penny. I'm like, mom, like
that's really
because
nice.
She wanted to buy it for like my aunt. She felt really guilty. And I'm like, mom, this is what they're expecting.
Yeah,
this is fine. Like they were expecting to come and pay. That's how it is. And mm-hmm. she just felt really guilty
and was like, I got it.
But then everyone showed up at exactly the same time.
Oh,
so she's just like, I'm just gonna buy everyone's. And so everyone was thanking her and like what she told me, and it made me like tear up.
Aww.
She was just like, well, you make my baby happy, so I want to make you happy.
Mm.
And I'm like. I love my mama.
That's so cute.
But I was like stressed because I'm still kind of like, I want to make sure everyone's having a good time. And I know you don't know everybody. So I'm like, So I didn't really eat a whole lot. And then I had friends that showed up not to the dinner part. So they were showing up.
Oh, and they're like, where are you?
And I'm like, I'm still eating dinner. I'm like,
Yeah.
So I was like kind of stressed.
That's exactly what you didn't want to happen.
Right. I think I'm just doomed to be stressed on my birthday.
You're just like,
forever.
You just want to make sure everyone's like good.
Yeah.
And like having a good time.
And that was the difficult part. Like afterwards, when we're walking around the casino, everyone's following me around. I'm like, you guys go disperse. And some people did. But then, like, I wanted to put, like, my $20 in a machine, and everyone's, like, behind me. There's, like, seven people behind me. And I'm like,
No. Why are you following me? Weird. I feel, well, I feel like everyone else would feel bad not spending the time with you on your birthday. Just
like, that's why, like, we'll go to the cabaret afterwards. We'll go dancing. We'll go sit at a table. And that was fun. Like, we were all just sitting and BSing, like, moving around, chatting and stuff. So I'm like, that's where I thought.
Did you go to the club part?
Yeah, and that's
the
cabaret.
How was the top 40 thing?
Yeah, like, they had a different band when we first got there. And it was, like, kind of a hip-hop-y.
Holler.
Like, but it wasn't, like, hip-hop, like, dirty dancing. It was just, like, this... I can't even explain. Like, maybe like R&B. Maybe more R&B is what I'm thinking of. My bad. More R&B singers. And it was really, really cool. And then they took a break. And then whenever the next band took a break, they would have just regular music. They had, like, it's getting hot in here.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
So, yeah, we danced a little bit and just kind of hung out and BS'd and, like, introduced friends to different friends. And
good.
They're like, oh, my God, I love this girl.
Aww.
And I have to give a shout-out to my friend Lena.
Lena.
So she's like, oh my God, I'm in trouble or something. I'm in the doghouse. I'm like, why? And I'm like, wait. And she was saying, it's because of your present. I'm like, oh, no, tell me. She got me Eliza tickets.
Oh,
she
you were right.
She's like, girl, we're going together in October, blah, blah, blah. It's a girl date.
Oh, yeah,
like,
you totally predicted that.
Because like when she said doghouse, I'm like, those are a pretty penny. And so it's a girls' night, and a couple other friends of hers that I know are going. And so we're going to get my friend Ashton to buy a ticket, too. So we're all going to go.
Cool. Is it like on a Saturday or Friday or something?
I think so. I got to check. I forget.
Good, good. That's perfect.
I'm excited. It's going to be fun. She's just so sweet.
You were hoping she was going to get them. Or thinking.
I was thinking, yeah. Because I was like, I wasn't thinking like, oh my God, she better get me these. It's because I'm really awful with gifts anyways. But I was just like, oh,
that's
Lena.
Really nice.
And I mean, it's something we were doing together. So it's a cool.
Yeah.
It's not just for me. So that made me feel better.
Well, and it's cool that you're going to go with someone who likes her too.
Yeah.
And like, you know.
Who's going to appreciate her.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm excited. It was a really good night. And then Sunday, I didn't really get out of bed much. Because there was also more construction going on.
Oh, well, you know, you went to a goodbye thing.
Yeah, I went, like, in the morning, I stayed in bed all day. And then at night, I went to a goodbye party or a farewell party.
Gosh, you really partied it up.
Yeah, so I was pretty tired. I slept a lot in the mornings, and then I was awake at night.
Dude, when I got back from San Francisco, I seriously, like, slept for 12 hours. And it was amazing. I felt refreshed and rejuvenated. And hydrated.
Oh, now I want food and to lay in bed eating food.
And electrolytes.
Yes.
Yes. But,
you know, it was fun. Yesterday, I didn't really... Yeah, I didn't leave my house.
Dude, that's awesome.
Like, I just kind of BS'd at home the entire time. I got some, like, laundry and did some, like, random miscellaneous arts and crafts that I've been avoiding finishing. So
what are you making me?
Not you.
Wow. Wow.
You don't like my comic. You don't like comic books. So I'm making comic book frames.
Well, I like my face.
Just put your face.
No, please don't make my face in front of me. That would be so extra.
I'm going to find
the worst pictures
like,
of me.
Like most close up. And it's just going to be your face. It's not going to be your head. It's going to be your face. And just like overlapping over.
Bald, like.
It's just going to be so bad, Sarah. It's just going to be your bangs. You asked for this. No, I made a really cool Batman one for my buddy because he asked me to. He's like, oh, like, and we went to Half Price Books and we got some Batman comics.
That's dope.
So I made him like the most, I think this is my masterpiece to date.
Have you given it to him yet?
Not yet. I sent him a video though.
Ooh, I wonder what like picture he's going to put in it.
I was like, oh, what are you going to, he's like, I have some ideas for pictures. Because I'm like, what pictures are you thinking? Because like, it's Batman. I'm like, you got to do something where you look tough or something.
Yeah,
and he's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Well, since you made him, I'm going to put pictures of you and me. And I'm like, that's extra.
Is he like married or anything?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay then.
It's the one that pretended to be your boyfriend that one time.
Oh, he would put pictures of you in the frame.
That's
awesome. Cute. And he loves you.
Yeah, we're good buddies.
Secretly, he loves you. Like, loves you.
Anyways, I hope he doesn't listen to the podcast.
You know who you are. You love her.
You can calm down. Both of you. Both him and you. But I'm very excited about the frame, though, for sure.
No, that's cool.
I can't
wait for mine.
Yeah.
Get working on it.
Actually, I sent it. I was talking to Rock and Roll Nikki, and she's like, oh, what are you doing today? Are you sick? I'm like, no, we just had the day off. I'm like, so what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm doing some arts and crafts at the moment. She's like, ooh, what? And I sent her the video, and she's like, how much for one? Like, I want to buy one. I'm like,
girl, this could be your side hustle.
Right? My only thing is, and I was telling my dad, he's like, oh, yeah, you need to start your business. I'm like, where?
Yeah.
Because the construction, we have no space for anything. He's
your
like,
room.
Yeah, well, none of us have any space. And that's where I usually do it. I have like my little laptop, like lap kind of desk I have.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll do them there, but it gets a little bit of a pain in the ass.
Just like so tight. Yeah.
Yeah. Like if it's a bigger frame, like my Batman one's a big one. So that's.
Yeah, it is.
That gets fun.
Yes. Girl, gotta start that side hustle.
Right.
Do it.
I have an idea. I have this, somebody gave me a big vanity mirror.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to play with, what is it called? Resin. And do like a glittery kind of.
Yeah. Pretty.
So I gotta figure out what color.
I don't know. What's resin?
It's like, you know, it kind of looks like a, it's not bouncy, but it, imagine like people use resin for like the bouncy balls. Like it look, that's what it looks like.
Oh.
But it's not bouncy.
Okay.
So something that's clear and they'll put stuff in it.
Yeah.
It's like a clear kind of plasticky thing. I don't know. But there's a lot of videos on how to make different resin things and they're so cool.
That sounds really cool.
So I might do that if I can figure that out. If not, I'll just paint it with glitter and figure out how to glitter paint it.
Yeah, because glitter is always fun.
And if I can reinforce it and I can cut it and make it like a really cool vanity thing, I could sell it.
Yeah, girl.
Start getting that side hustle. Because I was going to do comic books with it, but it's huge. Like make a comic book mirror. It's huge and has a lot of grooves in it, so it's not going to look great.
Yeah, don't do something so like...
Yeah, it needs
with like faces and stuff.
It needs to be flat.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm excited. I just need to wait till we have more space.
February next year. So
yeah, our life's a hot mess right now. So
yay.
Yeah. But that's about it on my end. Although I do want to point out tomorrow, I will be. We'll have a like if everything goes well, which I'm assuming it will.
Yes,
we're gonna have a very special mini episode.
Ooh.
With a gal we've had on before, Kimberly.
Oh, the fencer.
Yes. And she's so much fun. I love that this is our yearly tradition now.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, so we're going to find out what's been going on in her life, living in Toronto, and everything that's going on with fencing and everything.
Yeah.
Anything going on this week for you, Sarah? Just relaxing? Because the week's almost over.
I know. I don't even...
We just started.
Yeah, I think it's
nothing
very
for this
chill.
Weekend?
I honestly... Like, just turned over September and was like, what's my September life looking like? And yes, this weekend is totally chill.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's almost so weird not having plans that, like, I really want to plan something.
Right.
But I don't. I really shouldn't, but I'm so bad with that. Like, seriously, Saturday is, like, so free that I'm like, but, like, what am I going to do?
Do, like, a movie marathon with a boyfriend.
I know. I really do want to see Ant-Man, too. The new one, like, really bad. But, yeah, no, I don't. I kind of lame this weekend, but I'm really
That's
liking
awesome.
It. I'm really liking it.
Well, I got Evanescence on Friday. I'm taking my
oh
cousin.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I know. We're giving tickets the main show. And I was like, is she going to go to that?
Yeah, because so I had taken my cousin to what I was going to call her first concert.
Yeah.
And it was going to be Red Fest, but I'm glad I didn't take her to Red Fest because she would have been away from her babies for too long. She's got two little girls.
Oh, isn't Red Fest just a day, though?
Yeah, but it ended up being like I was there for a long time. Like, if we would have gone, we would have been there for like 12 hours.
Yikes.
So I took her the day before to the Brent Omaker show in Seattle, but she didn't know. Like, I mean, it was a cool show, but she didn't really know the music.
Totally.
So I thought and it was a small venue. It was the Crocodile, so it wasn't like
crazy
a concert.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I want to take you to a big concert, like at like White River or... You know, even like WAMU Theater or something.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know, Evanescence is coming in September, right? And at this point, she had thought she was going to move. That's why we went to Brent Omaker.
Oh.
But last, like, her husband's in the military, so just orders and stuff. But they're still here, and they're going to stay here for, like, I mean, they could get the orders tomorrow that they're leaving. But
yeah.
So we got, I mean, or it could be in, like, 3 months. We don't know. So I'm like, you like Evanescence, right? She's like, yes. So I'm taking her to Evanescence. I'm like, we're going to go all goth out, like high school 14-year-old goths. Because I was a goth kid. And she liked like emo music. She loved My Chemical Romance and Evanescence and stuff in high school. So I know this is going to be right up her alley.
And where are they playing?
At the White River Amphitheater.
Oh, snap.
So, I mean, she lives in the Joint Base Lewis-McChord.
Okay.
So after the show, I'm going to drive just right down and just crash at her house for a couple hours.
Right.
And then wake up and then drive on over.
Dude, that'll be dope. It's crazy that she's never been to a concert.
Yeah.
And she's what? Almost 30?
Yeah, she's a year younger than I am, so she's about to turn 28.
What has she been doing with her life?
Having taking kids. Care of her family, you know, getting married, like studying. Like, she's just been busy.
That's crazy, right? Though.
She never partied, so.
But, like, even like Bumbershoot or like that kind of crap, like.
She's always just done other stuff, yeah.
Bumbershoot's dope, but like that kind of like festival kind of stuff.
Yeah, she's never really been, so I'm gonna take her, and it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Dude.
I'm excited.
Especially White River.
Yeah.
It's like a whole other beast.
And Lindsay Sterling's going to be playing too. If you've never heard Lindsay Sterling, she's so much fun.
Dude, that's awesome.
But I'm very excited about that. Saturday, I have a few friends playing and they're like, you should come out to the show, but it's in Seattle.
Look
so after
at Vicky, gosh, so after, going all around.
Right. So I'm kind of tempted. I'm like, I want to go and see you guys play. But from driving from Seattle to Joint Base Lewis-McChord to Auburn to Joint Base Lewis-McChord, like I would have to like either stay there all day and then come at night and just meet, go to Seattle and then drive home. But that just seems so long.
I don't even know how you have the patience for that.
I don't know either.
Like, it's very impressive.
Especially when I have to commute every day.
Yeah, you must be okay with driving and traffic. I mean, because I go crazy.
There's no traffic in the morning. But other times there are traffic and it as long as I'm moving, I'll end up going and like taking other routes and it might take me longer or just as long, but it's fast. Like it's, I'm constantly moving.
Yeah.
Which makes me feel better. So I have that going for me. And I'm like excited today. I was going to maybe have some stuff to do today and now it's not going to be till tomorrow. So I'm kind of excited to just go home.
Yeah.
After first day back, after a long
weekend. Before the traffic, get the F out of the city. Right.
I want to get some lunch after this. So I'm actually going to end it there so I can go get lunch before I take you home.
Okay.
Because I'm really hungry. I didn't eat breakfast.
All right.
All right. So we will let you in on how Sarah's chill weekend goes
But listen tomorrow, too.
Yeah, definitely.
For the mini
episode.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Bye.